They didn't do it.
Hmm?
They didn't do it.
Well, I just thought maybe it took them. Yeah, that looks fine.
Your glory comes first, God. And that, Lord, we just ask for your wisdom to do the right things for everybody. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
District 1, Counselor Larry Lennington. District 2, Counselor Tom Sells.
Here.
District 3, Counselor Jenny Nunez Jr.
Here.
District 4, Counselor Lisa Friend.
Here.
At large, Counselor Todd Schroeder.
Here. You have an abbreviated agenda in front of you. The first item is the approval of agenda. Are there any suggested additions to the agenda that you'd like to see? Yes.
Under old business, just website progress.
And under old business, also item light poles on Meridian and Main.
Anybody? Hearing none, I'd welcome a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. We accept the approve the agenda as amended. Is there any discussion? All in favor of that motion, signify by usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 4-0. Agenda is adopted. First item on the agenda, ordinance 2015-8, an ordinance fixing salaries of appointed officers. This salary ordinance. We had a very lengthy discussion at the last meeting. I think we clarified some points. What you see in front of you is basically what came out of that meeting. To my recollection, there was, I guess, a couple of typos where I did not have the correct verbiage with the amounts listed in that. That needs to be, that can be amended after the fact. The other thing was, I noticed that, and this was per the conversation that we had during that thing, wanted to know about certifications for other places outside of the police and fire department. That was the basis of section 26 and 27, basically just about how it's to be paid. And so there probably needs to be a little bit of clarification on that. But having said that, you know, it's been discussed, and I think it's ready for action.
I see in section 3 the numbers are wrong. In section 3, 47.382, is that half percent, so 25.618?
We basically took what was discussed at the last meeting and went forward with those numbers, and those numbers were not discussed at the last meeting, to my recollection.
Right, and when Sonny went in and checked over the mayor's figures, she said that the distribution, that's why it's like that, needs to be the 76.01, Sonny, who is our payroll clerk and deputy, and then the 23.99 is the really what needs to be. And as the mayor said, I mean, I just thought that, you know, we needed to go through this, and the items that are highlighted is why, and that was one of them. So that, does that answer your question, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because those numbers doesn't drive up with a percentage or a dollar sign.
Okay. Well, we do now when you do the 76.01.
So just to insert this, the percentages instead of the numbers?
Yes. Well, the whole thing will be just like it is, only the percentage will be changed, the distribution. Shall be paid will be 76.01 and 23.99.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other one that I see was section 9, and it says 400 and...
That's just where the number didn't match the written estimate.
Right.
Right. Same way with the one below, yeah. Section 10.
Yeah. Okay.
The correct amount was in the parentheses?
Yes.
Okay.
And that was the amount that was discussed at the last meeting. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. Plant manager at $24.34 per hour.
And the assistant plant manager, $17.26 per hour.
Those all represent certification that was discussed the last meeting. Each one of those guys has to go through a cert, and they was given, they was given the $300 for certification as was discussed amongst this group at the last meeting. So that's what that represents. That's why it's 14 cents higher than the 75 cents that was shown.
So each one of the wages that was highlighted, the plant manager through the class one operator, the 75 cents plus the 14 cents equals the $300 that they're going to be compensated, the wastewater is, for having those certifications.
For having those certifications.
Is that what council agreed on? Okay.
That's
fine. That's why I highlighted it.
And currently we only have one of these operators.
That's certified.
That's right.
Correct.
That's correct.
So these are potential.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Just wanted to reiterate that.
Section 26, we thought that it kind of contradicted the maximum number of the certifications allowed. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Just in section 26, maybe just add something with the exception of the fire department / ambulance service gets one additional certification for EMT certified.
That was put in there per the discussion as the case you have somebody in the park, somebody in the street department that actually goes out and gets the certification. That's agreeable. So that's the reason why that language was inserted.
Well, what about the any employee? I just kind of looked at that and I thought, so are you saying...
Well, you say any employee outside of the police and fire, outside of police and fire departments, outside of public safety.
Well, we have a limit of two anyway. So. Yeah, I mean, you kind of bring it down. It would open it up to any employee that gets a certification that's going to benefit their department. So if somebody in your department went out and got some big certification that really would help the department, I wouldn't have a problem giving them $300 to help them, A, pay for that certification, and B, show them that they did something.
Okay. And that's, yeah.
So after any employee, you can just insert outside public safety in the city of Winchester.
Excluding. Is that what you're saying?
But also would it include a part-time that works 3/4 of the year?
That was we might want to say full-time.
Well,
that's the only thing, you know.
Yeah.
You have a lot
any
of
full-time
good employees, you know, out there.
Yeah.
And they work 3/4 of the year.
Yeah.
Got it.
So we'll just add full-time and then we'll add this year.
Okay. And then the, let's see, 27, all compensation earned through pre-approved certification shall be paid on a bi-weekly basis.
So it's
not paid, right? No, it is not. Right now it's paid up front is the way it's paid. It's not paid on overtime, it's not paid on, no, it is not.
Okay, you can get it
to
understand.
So how does it need that?
Well, you can eliminate.
Well, that really, yeah.
Eliminate it.
27, yeah.
Eliminate
27. Yeah.
One time.
Right.
Well, that's what we do now. So we're just going to eliminate 27.
Yeah. And I think that pretty well. And the certifications, I just want to make sure. You did agree on 300?
Yes.
For all of the certifications? Because when I did the recording, it didn't sound like it. Just saying.
Yeah, but we raised it to 3.
Okay. That's what you want to...
Of course, we're talking about raising it to 3.
Okay.
Okay, so we're ready to move forward with action.
That was what we talked about first, but last meeting we talked about increasing it to 3. And just keep it in the institute.
I will make the adjustments in the budgets because I did do it at 200, which that isn't, that is very doable.
Yeah.
Okay. It is. I just wanted to say that out loud so you know that.
Yeah. We'll have to change the date on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
So are you guys going to do a first reading tonight, or are you going to...
I say we do at least a first reading.
I think so too. I'm afraid if somebody's sick or, you know, we're getting down to the close.
I'll make a motion if we have ordinance 2015-8 read by title only for the first reading.
Second. And moving second, we have ordinance 2015-8 read by title only for first reading. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries 4-0.
Ordinance number 2015-8, ordinance fixing the salaries of appointed officers and employees of the city of Winchester and North County, New England, providing additional compensation to certain elected and appointed officers of the city of Winchester and North County, New England, for the year beginning January 1, 2016.
Motion to approve.
Second. Then moving second to approve first reading 2015-8 is presented. Any discussion? All in favor of that motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries 4-0.
Do we want to do a second reading, do the third? Be the third for...
Yeah, let's go ahead and do second.
I'll make a motion to suspend the rules and have ordinance 2015-8 read by title only for the second reading.
Motion to...
Second. Suspend the rules and have the second reading of 2015-8 read by title only. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Yeah, no.
All in favor of that motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries 4-0.
Ordinance number 2015-8, ordinance fixing the salaries of appointed officers and employees of the city of Winchester, Randolph County, Indiana, and providing additional compensation to certain elected and appointed officers of the city of Winchester, Randolph County, Indiana, for the year beginning January 1, 2016.
Motion to approve.
Let's have one breath.
Then the second, then we approve the second reading, and then ordinance 2015-8 is presented. During discussion. I'll give that motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 4-0. First two readings are passed.
So the next meeting, we'll have a clean copy of something.
Yes. Unless my computer messes up again.
Are you agreeing?
Well, actually, the clean copy would be signed because it's all in line and it looks good. And the clerk's office usually has always done that.
You know what? It is what it is.
Yeah. It is.
Okay, next item on the agenda is ordinance 215-13. This is an ordinance for adoption for appropriations and tax rate. This is the budget ordinance that you have in front of you. Do you have anything that you want to add?
No. Are there any questions about the budget that we're about to adopt? The total adoption for 2016 is...
One.
The tax levy, I've got it. The tax, those that are on the tax rate are 4,487,292, and the home rule funds, so to say, which are not reviewed by the Department of Local Government and Finance, are 5,536,009, and for a total of, I forgot this ordinance is a little different, it's not, 10,001,301. Any questions?
I make a motion we have ordinance 2015-13 read by title only for the first reading.
Second.
Then moving second that we have ordinance 215-13 read for first reading by title only. Any discussion? All favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 4-0.
Ordinance 2015-13, ordinance for appropriation and tax rates.
Motion to approve.
Second. Then regularly moved and seconded to approve the first reading of ordinance 2015-13 is presented. Is there any discussion on that motion? All in favor of that motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 4-0.
I'll do a second.
We have to, Todd. We're adopting tonight.
We
advertised.
All right. Motion to suspend the rules, have ordinance 2015-13 read by title only for the second reading.
Second. Then regularly moved and seconded that we suspend the rules and have the second reading of ordinance 2015-13 read by title only. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor of that motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 4-0.
Ordinance 2015-13, ordinance for appropriation and tax rates.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moving the second that we approve the second reading of ordinance 2015-13 as presented. During discussion, all favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 4-0.
Motion to suspend the rules and have ordinance suspend the rules and have ordinance 2015-13 read by title only for the third final reading.
Second. We're going to move to second. We suspend the rules and have the third final reading of ordinance 215-13 read by title only. Any discussion on that motion? In favor of that motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 4-0.
Ordinance number 2015-13, ordinance for appropriation and taxation.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. We approve the third and final reading of ordinance 215-13 as presented. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 4-0. And ordinance 215-13 is adopted.
Thank you.
How many copies do you need?
One. Thank you.
Just one copy, apparently.
All right.
Does that hurt you to sign a book?
No. It's just odd.
Yeah. But I'm sure it's against therapy rules.
I'm doing this in my town.
I watched him struggle when we did the Pledge of the Allegiance. He started to break his right hand. I was hoping nobody caught that.
I was hoping nobody.
Lord, you know the thought that counts.
You like that?
Let's do that. Go ahead, Todd.
As of September the 30th, I resigned from the fire department as a volunteer fire. Bill has a letter.
Thank you.
Yep.
So you can't get on.
And the reason for that is, if anyone in the audience isn't aware, you cannot vote on the budget in the state of Indiana if you are a volunteer fireman and a councilman. You can't vote on the budget. So.
The other reason was you get too old climbing ladder.
Right out of town.
No, that's not true.
I bet I could climb a faster.
Anybody.
I don't know.
I don't think I could.
Yeah.
Jim and I
could
have a good race.
I'll
help you up. Race
after me. Yeah. Old business, Union Street Project. You signed the documents for the company to move forward with the acquisition of the temporary right-of-way on that. Outside of that, nothing has really changed on that. We're still set to go to lab on that, go to bid on that next year, I believe next October. And so that thing is moving forward, and will be a nice addition to and fix a long-standing problem that we've had on that corridor for quite some time. So website, everybody, Mayor's got to get his website up to date, and the park does on that, and then it's ready to go. And then you have lights, yeah? Should I have lights?
Oh, I have a light pole.
I thought you had that fixed.
I called it in, and I think we need to have some kind of protocol on this. It's just a suggestion. On Main Street, well, let's go on Meridian Street. On Meridian Street, which is right at 225 on South Meridian Street, talked to the INM, and I talked to a young lady there, and they had a 911 call, which our police and our fire department went over when the pole fell off. 911 calls that are not certified for a new pole to go up. That's why it was so long to get that done. And then when Main Street, that light pole fell down, which everybody knows is in front of, on the side of my house, not being because I'm on the city council. And I went ahead and just called in to see an update on it. And they said, well, that was a 911 call, which does not certify to get a pole replaced. and our fire department and our police department did what they were supposed to do. INM came in, did a what they call rescue on it to take the pole away for safety. But you got to call in to put in these poles, and I didn't realize that in Meridian Street because being our fire department and police department was on it. See, I'm not going to challenge it. So that's why Main Street went up before Meridian Street. So, and then I asked them, there's no numbers on the poles. So they put numbers on these poles now. So we have numbers on these new poles. So they got that put in. And now the suggestion from the workers there on Meridian Street, the trees are so grown around there, if they wanted more light, which I have to talk to my hero people on the Meridian Street, if they wanted to trim their trees up a little bit so they can have more light to come underneath the umbrella of their trees to have more safety. But right now it's in branches. The light is in branches. And these new trees, or these new poles, are 5 feet taller according to their new scale. But when you put higher, that means it's going to radiate light farther. So that's why they were just suggesting that Main Street, they're okay. Those trees are not. And all these are amber lights, what they have to be putting in nowadays if we replace anything, no more mercury. So it was just an update on that, and just maybe we can, you know, when this happens, that we can have some kind of protocol that we would call in a number for repair.
Well, actually, we do have a protocol. Anytime there's a light pulled down or there's a light out, if you call the police department, when they've got from what are they over there, 8 to 5, is that their hours, chief?
Right now, 9 to 5.
9 to 5. If you call over there, they will log it in and call AEP and get a work number on that, on the light. Now, you think common sense, you know, would say that if a light pole is down, that AEP is going to come in and fix that light pole. She gives,
I can't address the Meridian Street issue, but Main Street, our guys were gone. They were out of the district. So that was a crew that come over from Muncie, and that's why Main Street fell through the cracks. You don't have to worry about it when our local guys are here. Mike does a good job.
Okay.
That's the issue down on Main Street.
Okay. So anyway, just so you know, it was a very educating thing, and we helped them out by putting numbers on you. Just like anybody else.
We all make every folks should have a number.
Yeah. So anyway, that's cleared up. And going good?
You have the minutes of the previous session. There's no addition or correction. I entertain a motion to accept them as presented.
I have one correction. We had this young lady that wasn't in the minutes.
Sorry, Emily, I omitted you, but I amended it. Your name.
They need Greg for credit now.
Well, she'll still get it.
She has to have Jim sign off on it.
Make a motion that we accept the minutes as amended.
Second. Been moved and seconded. We accept the minutes as amended. Is there any discussion?
No.
All in favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Vicki?
I don't have anything to report other than what we've just discussed previously. Salary and budget.
Public concerns?
Yes. Public concerns is Mardi Gras 6. The 69th Mardi Gras coming up for Winchester, and it's just team spirit is the theme, and just, you know, for everybody to dress up in their favorite team colors and stuff and just have fun out there, and all local vendors and churches and everything, that's how we all make money, and just to impress, you know, that come and visit Mardi Gras.
Any other concerns?
Mayor, I happened to look and I forgot because I didn't see Fred Davis out here. Wanted to report on that collaboration between the city and Fountain Park Cemetery. I can wait till the next meeting.
Any other questions or concerns? Yes.
Mayor, who owns the old Ross property? Does Ross still own it, or is it the city? Okay, I noticed the street department did go out there and kill some weeds.
That's a nightmare of a process.
I no doubt.
then the nightmare, they've only got about half of it done, I think, right now. They don't have the backside of it done, but that's a nightmare of a process. With that property, I'm kind of surprised that he's letting go like that, because they've been able to maintain their property uptown a little bit better.
Is it empty uptown completely?
Pardon me?
Is it completely empty uptown?
Now, there's one guy that comes in there from time to time, but for the most part, it's empty now. Any other public concerns? Mayor's report. Tomorrow morning, the Board of Works will be meeting at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow, late morning, early afternoon, Frank and Chris and myself will be going to Fort Wayne for ERC recertification. I know we always look forward to going up and having a meeting with NDOT and getting recertified so that we can continue to receive federal funds. Wednesday, the Fed will be having a walkthrough at 11 o'clock on Phase 3. The Greenville project is probably about 96% completed. We'll go through there and discuss punch list items. Thursday, the Redevelopment Commission will be meeting at 5:30. Next Tuesday, Journey Home meets at 7 o'clock. The following Thursday, the Park Board meets at 5:30. One thing, and it became obvious when I was away, the Code Red system was utilized and looks wonderful, letting people know about Greenville Avenue, letting people know about the closure on Greenville Avenue, letting people know about the milling that was going to be happening on the streets and the paving that was going to be happening on the streets. And I would say that this year, we probably had fewer problems because of that than we've had in the past, where people just were not able to be notified. So that has really proven to be a boon. As far as the other part of Greenville Avenue, Phase 1, Phase 2, we're probably about 20 to 25% completed with that. They had to close it temporarily while we replaced the county ditch underneath it. It was in a pretty rough shape, so everything on the south side of that project is pretty well falling in line. I've got a little more curb work to do over there, a little more asphalt base work to do over there. They should be starting to set the forms for the sidewalks on that side here shortly and getting ready to move over. I know they've already started setting structures, stormwater inlets on the north side of the road. Started that process, so it's picking up steam moving forward. Well, this is going to be a busy weekend, as Jim alluded to. The Mardi Gras will be in town starting Wednesday. The 9th, 10th, and 11th will be the 44th annual Winchester 400. The number of main drivers that are going to be out there continues to grow, so it should be quite a race. Quite an event. So, you know, if you have a time, the good news about it is that you can party at the Mardi Gras on Saturday night and then go out Sunday and watch some good NASCAR racing, NASCAR style racing, if you're into that type of racing. And that's really all I have at this time, so I'm entertaining a motion.
Name driver.